Grab a pen, gals. You're going to want to take some notes on this one. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset and trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I'm so happy to be here delivering today's snippet. Today's Monday, the 26th of January. And before we get started, just a quick debrief on Juicy January, which is our version here in Snippet Land, our version of so-called dry January. We don't do dry in Snippet Land, right? We don't do dry. No, we won't go there, but we do juicy. And I gotta say, for those of you gals who are with me in Juicy January, those who are following along, those who are quietly watching, man, am I proud of you. I am so proud of each and every one of you. You're showing up for yourselves in your own way, the way that works the best for you. You're paying attention, and the most important thing you're doing, my dears, is you're staying in the current. That's how I started the month, by saying to those women, and I say it to you too, whether you're involved in Juicy January or not, it's all in Snippet Land, right? And I made it really clear in the beginning, the very beginning, when we came into January, and these new women who said, I don't know who this woman is, but let me find out what she's doing here, and they trusted me and listened, and what they found out was, it isn't about not drinking. This month is not about counting sober days. This month is not about the alcohol. In fact, this journey is not about the alcohol. And so you ask yourself, well, if it's not, and I'm trying to give up alcohol, then what is it about? And I explained, it's about staying true to yourself, no matter what happens. And so the motto, the theme of the whole month for these gals and for all of us, and not just January, right? We can take this, this is what we do. The theme, the motto is, I'm committed to showing up for myself even when the water gets choppy. So we're using the water metaphor, sure, because we got Juicy January, we're in a current, right? We're riding the wave. Love all those metaphors, but really it's very powerful, and it might sound a little cutesy, but I'm dead serious, gals. The journey to happy sobriety is not about alcohol. It's about learning to show up for yourself regardless of what life is handing you. And that's what I mean when I ask you to say, I'm committed to showing up even when the water gets choppy. And as I say, that applies to all of you here in Snippet Land. If you can learn how to show up for yourself regardless and care for yourself regardless, and love yourself regardless, you will get where you want to go. No matter how many times you failed to put down that bottle of wine, no matter how many times you've tried, and no matter how many times you've struggled, no matter how long this journey's been for you, and for most of us, it's been a long journey, right? Right? As long as you're still coming back, as long as you're still showing up for yourself, eventually you're gonna get it. Now, I wanna add a little caveat to that. You can't just keep showing up the same way for yourself and expect it to change. The way you show up for yourself has got to evolve. Otherwise, you're falling into the category of just trying the same thing over and over and over and expecting different results. And I mean, I don't have to tell you that that's just simply not going to work, right? Every time I tie my shoes together, I fall on my face. But I think I'll try it one more time. This time, maybe I'll be able to walk with my shoes tied together. No, sorry, not gonna work. Maybe it's time to tie your shoes differently, Becca. You get my point, gals. So really what has just been energizing me this month and making me so happy to see is how the women who've come in and how they're showing up for themselves, no matter how choppy that water gets. I have women who are over halfway through the month of January because, well, let's face it, today's the 26th, and their sobriety, their alcohol-free days is far from perfect. They don't have 26 days. I don't know how many days they have. Some have a couple, some have 26 and everything in between, but they're there. They're learning to show up for themselves regardless of how choppy life gets. And they're learning how to do it differently so they're not continually falling on their faces with their shoes tied together. And that, my dears, is a beautiful thing. So to all of you out there in Juicy January, I'm so proud of you. And for all of you right here in Snippet Land, the fact that you're hearing my voice shows me that you too are learning how to show up for yourself no matter what life brings, no matter how choppy the water gets. Now, that was a long intro, but it was worth it. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I do have a snippet for you. Today, I'm going to actually teach you or give you a little strategy on how not to surface dwell. So first, what is surface dwelling? Surface dwelling is my version of gathering information and taking no action. Very simply put, constantly getting more and more and more information, but not practicing anything. More stuff comes into your feed and more stuff comes into your ears and more stuff through your eyeballs. More stuff, more stuff, more stuff. But what are you practicing, dear? What's your practice? What have you tried? What can you speak to with authority because you've put it to the test? Now, I challenge you with that all the time here in Snippetland, because if you're surface dwelling, you're going to stay on the surface. And that is not how we get in the current and flow to the life that we really want and deserve. And so if we're going to avoid surface dwelling, I always say, just don't do it. Pick a path and stick with it. Well, let me give you some specifics on that today that you can write, jot down, and actually walk away with a plan for yourself. I wrote down 5 possible routes that a person could take, 5 possible subjects, 5 possible practices, topics, if you will, that one could focus on and dive deep in and go from surface dwelling to actually speaking with authority. I'm going to share those 5. Now, these are just 5 examples of something you could choose to study and practice and get enough knowledge around that you can speak with authority and experience the results. So let's just say, here's some of the things that I've come across in my life. One of them I've broadly categorized as self-image psychology, or we could call it identity. One of the first books I was exposed to on this subject, my mom used to read back in the, I think, 80s, maybe 70s. I don't know. I was pretty young. And it was called Psycho-Cybernetics, and a very unfortunate title. I got to admit, a very unfortunate title, written by a man named Maxwell Maltz. And Maxwell Maltz teaches self-image psychology. This guy was a plastic surgeon, and he learned very quickly that you can change a person's looks and nothing will change. They will still look at themselves in the mirror and see what they saw before. It will not change their lives if you don't simultaneously change the way they look at themselves, their self-image. And so he wrote this amazing book called Psycho-Cybernetics. Now that topic is of course related to identity. You could start a study on this, identity, self-image, whatever you want to call it. And you could find several books on it. You could find experts on it that you want to listen to, maybe podcasts on it, and decide, I'm interested in this. I'm interested in self-image and how it affects me and what I'm doing. And I'm interested in practicing it, but I need to know more. So for a short time, dears, we don't hang out here forever. For a specific amount of time, gather up some books. I would recommend starting with Maltz because he was kind of the guy that talked about it first. Decide that it interests you enough. And in your studies, you're going to come across practices. So Maltz gives all sorts of practices. So do others. What are some practices on identity or self-image that will help you learn about yourself and experience transformation? Choose one, then put down all the books you have on it. And read only about that one practice. Say to yourself, this is what I'm going to practice. Then you put it on your routine, whether it's daily or weekly, however you're going to approach the practice, whatever's recommended by the expert that you're focusing on. And you say to yourself, for the next month or 2 months or however long it's going to take, which will also be recommended by the expert, you decide, that's all I'm interested in. I'm interested only right now in self-image psychology, aka identity, because I want to find out, can I change my life by changing how I feel and think about myself, by changing about my identity, my self-image? That, my dears, would be an amazing practice that would pull you right out of surface dwelling and into transformation. Now, I gave you the example of how you might do that. Here's 4 more you might look at. You would use the same process. Another one you could decide you want to know more about is nervous system regulation. You might say to yourself, I don't know much about it. It keeps coming across my feed. Let me find out more about nervous system regulation. Sure enough, you start reading a few books, listening to some podcasts. Remember, not too many. You find some practices and you decide, all right, I'm going to practice this until I can actually speak with authority on the subject by saying, all I know is that I tried it and hell, it worked. Here's what happened to me. And I have a record of it in my journal. Or you could decide, no, I want to know about mindset. I want to learn everything I can about how I think and how my own thinking will affect my life. Dive deep in that till you find a practice that makes you excited. Choose that practice, learn about it, and then practice it for a specific amount of time. Record the journey, and bam, you are speaking with authority because you're speaking from experience. Another one you might choose would be spirituality. You might decide, yeah, there's other ways to go about this, but I'm spirit. I want to know what it's like to really connect with my creator or really connect with my spirit, really feel my spirit and understand what it's like to have a spiritual life. We talk about this. How many of us have practiced it to the point where we can go, I can tell you that if you practice this, here's what will happen because it's what happened to me. Another suggestion might be emotional releasing or energy work. You might decide, I don't know, I've heard all this stuff about my body being made of energy and how I can release some of my emotions. So let me go find out about that. So you go out, you do the research, you choose a practice and so on and so forth. Listen, you don't have to have been a PhD or gone through grad school or have any sort of expertise around study and practice. It's not rocket science. Gather enough information that you feel like, okay, I have enough. Here's a practice that I've seen recommended in more than one place. I'm putting everything else aside. I'm following this particular practice. I'm going to record the journey as instructed by the expert, and I'm going to come out the other end, either loving it or hating it. But hell, I know one thing for sure. At the end of it, I can speak with authority. Gals, that was a lot, and there's so many more you could choose. Don't get overwhelmed. Of these five, do I recommend one more than the others? No, I don't. I think that the best way to do this is choose what excites you. Choose what excites you. I do believe this. Each of those five could bring you to a much happier, healthier life. Now, having said all of that, my dears, guess what's going to happen? You're going to start with enthusiasm and peter out. That's what happens. January is a great time to talk about this. This sounds like a resolution, doesn't it? You say to yourself, okay, well, it's not January 1st anymore, but let me do this. I'm going to set it all up. I'm going to do what Becca said. I'm going to get a big plan going. You're going to start out strong and eventually within a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, peter out. Why? Why are you going to peter out? No accountability, my dear. No accountability. This is why I always say we want others on the journey with us. What others who are doing the same thing? Others who are saying, hey, how did it go for you this week? Check in, let me know. And then you can hear from others how it went for them. They check in, they let you know. That's the combination that will change your life, my dear. Choosing a practice, stop surface dwelling and actually practice it, and do it with others. Now, how the hell are you going to do that? That's a big order. Well, it's very simple, my dears. It's exactly and precisely how I help women change their lives. And the women who come into my coaching change their lives. The practices that I've just listed, all of them are included in my coaching program. We go through them one at a time. We learn them one at a time. We practice them one at a time. And through the whole thing, everybody is checking back in with each other loud to a group of women who are also on the journey with them. There's so much power in that, you practically can't fail. As long as you stay in the current, and this current goes way outside of juicy January, this is the current of accountability. This is the current of loving energy that women pull each other along without even trying. Just your very presence will magnetically and energetically pull others along. Every time you send them a heart or a smiley face or a word of love and encouragement, you've pulled them along. And every time they send you back one, they've pulled you along. Every time you show up with a group and share your experience, you're pulling each other along with zero effort, just your presence. There's more power in that than anything else I know. And that's why I say it today, I said it yesterday, and I'm gonna say it tomorrow here in Snippet Land. Don't try to do this alone because the experience you're missing is indescribable. I'm not just saying it so you'll join something. I'm saying it because you will miss out on an experience that you simply can't have by yourself. My dears, as you know, I want nothing but the best for you. I hope that helped clarify what I mean when I say, hey, enough with the surface dwelling. So, what's your next move? Well, today would be a great day to go to the show notes, tap the link you'll find there, and book a call with me and ask me, Becca, all right, how do I get into this current? Today would be a great day to make a decision for yourself that you're going to get inside the current, let the energy help you pull yourself along instead of fighting against it all by yourself. So my calendar is open for a brief time. Tap the link, book that call, and let's talk it over. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.